bring us anything as we launch into the third hour of the program is 1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that awaits you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on the phones, 855-450-FREE, as we will go to the phones. And your thoughts still to come, though. A man ticketed by the police for trying to save his son's life. We will go to that story in a moment. But first, Larry is with us, listening in Indy to WXNT. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Larry, go ahead.
You know, I'm not much on computers, but I was looking at this person's iPhone the other day, mm-hmm. and anybody with an iPhone can take and look at a satellite picture of your house. All you have to do is put in the address.
Yeah, you can do that on any computer.
Yeah,
it's called Google Maps.
Is how can you say that you have any privacy whatsoever? How can you say that your life, your shame, or whatever you carry with you, your computer login record or whatever, is all exposed to anybody that wants it for a price? And you also talk about your protests and stuff. You know, I've been...
hold on, Larry. You can talk about protests in a moment. Yeah. Let's take the first issue first, which is privacy. Right.
First, I want to ask you this. I want to make sure that you understand this. Do you know that that's not a real-time picture of your house? So if you're looking at your iPhone while you walk out your front door, you're not going to see yourself walk out the front door. You understand that, right?
No, it does not make any difference. The way that they can get into you, if you do business with somebody... They automatically can say, well, where do you live or what's the address on your business card? They can punch it up and see exactly where you're at.
Well, I mean, there's some real benefits to that, Larry.
Exactly.
In fact, if you're trying to find out where you need to go for a meeting or, you know, you've got a lunch date or something like that, it's nice to be able to punch in an address and find out where it is.
But you
that's
know,
helpful.
There's also that insidious side to it, too, that that's going to be the one that's most used. So... And about the protest, you know...
Larry, hold on a second, man. This is a useful tool. I mean, have you ever heard of a GPS navigator?
It's going to be Josh. I've heard of it, but...
It's a neat little device you put in your car, and you punch in an address, and it'll tell you how to get there, so you don't have to deal with atlases and maps. I mean, they're all right there. It's computer-controlled, and it's a very helpful device for a lot of cases. Look, if you want privacy, you've got to put some effort and some money into protecting your privacy. I mean, you don't have to tell people where you live. You can live privately if you put the time and effort into it.
Well, your life's an open book. That's just all I'm trying to say.
Yeah. It's only an open book if that's how you want it.
If we can close this issue and go to the next issue.
All right, Larry. You go right ahead.
I want to talk about the protest deal. I've been an activist for about 30 years here in the state of Indiana. And the most thing I see is when you have someone that's doing something that's egregious, the best thing you can do is agree with him. Agree with them and then point out all the things that he's doing. And if it's something that he's doing that's wrong, then that's what you point out. And you go along and agree with it. And you let him build him up and have an advertisement campaign. Because as soon as you...
Now, who are we talking about here? I'm sorry.
I'm talking
who am I
about
agreeing
anybody
with?
That you feel is trying to do an evil thing to you that you're protesting against. Like you're protesting against your schools and your government there in New Hampshire. Those people don't care anything about you because you're playing right into their trick. When you go out there and you protest against this, you're telling them that we don't like your thronging over us. We don't like the way you're controlling us. We want somebody else to control us. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, I don't want anyone to control me.
Well, that's just the argument that you guys have every night. It makes me just go off. You have got
go off,
to,
man. Go off.
You have. Well, I don't know. I'm too old for that stuff. But the thing about it is. You have got to have somebody in control, right?
That's I think you can be in control of yourself.
You cannot be because you don't have the ability to be in control of yourself.
Sure I do. I don't go around hurting people.
When we talk about, so many conservatives talk about that you ought to do things for yourself and do this for yourself, well, the ability is not there anymore to do those things that you once could do for yourself. Because of situations in our society that have arisen, and because of what you and Mark say every night, that you want open borders, and the way our standards
what
live in
does that have to do with anything?
It has everything to do because it goes hand in hand. When your standard of living is degraded, then you'll do what you have to
but
do.
But more people being here makes my standard of living better because they're working hard and they're creating new products and services and prices are coming down due to competition in the marketplace. I mean, well, that's all good things.
Immigration's been higher in the past than it is currently today, and America's standard of living didn't decrease as a result.
Well, that was back when the ability was there to do anything, but the ability is getting closed out, and I think in another maybe 10 years, in my lifetime, that we will have a socialist form of government when we find out that we already have a socialist form of government. I'll just say that, but we're going to really admit the facts that we need that form, because when you talk about that you're taking people from all the countries and they're undermining and undercutting our labor and stuff, then when you bring them here and you say, come on in and undercut, come on in and sell something for a penny that used to be a dime, and that's when you're going to have a problem, and you're going to have a situation where you're going to have a societal shift, and everybody's going to have to be on the dole.
Larry, we've got James here that wants to talk to you in Huntsville. Are you willing to take a few phone calls maybe from folks that have some questions for you? We're going to bring James on here in just a quick moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. James in Huntsville listening to WBHP. You're on with Larry. In Indy.
Hi, James.
James, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead and talk right in your phone. Kind of sound a little quiet.
Okay. I was saying to the guy that was saying that you're never really in control. You can't do what you want to do. I wanted to, I guess, try to help him out. One thing that I had really came to realization of, and I'm sure everybody has, is that if we're the land of the free, what are we free to do? From what I understand is that I understand the need for, you know, police officers and stuff like that to control the chaos, but, you know, I guess the land of the free is a misnomer because, I mean, what we're free to do is to follow rules. We're free to follow what this person says. To me, it's not really free, and I think that's kind of what the guy was trying to get at.
Yeah, that's exactly, because you have to have the ability to be free. Now, that being free is a good deal if you're a multimillionaire. But if you're some mediocre person that maybe makes 40, 50 grand a year, you're not going to be free because you're going to be targeted by the healthcare industry. You're going to be targeted by the political people. Everybody's going to target you to get that $50,000. And, of course, you're going to give it up and you're going to end up being a slave. So the thing we have in the back of our mind and our nature is that we want to be enslaved. We will do anything, but will not accept.
I think that may be true for some people, but it's certainly not true for me.
About 95%.
James, do you want to be enslaved in the back of your mind?
No, not at all. To be honest, I would rather see, I mean, I know money hasn't been around forever. I just like to, I mean, just to see, I know it's a primitive system, but to see how we would fare in a barter system, just to see what happens. I mean, you know, I guess in a way, I guess a car has value and value, your money, you know, money has value, but I think money, it's just too flexible, isn't the word I'm looking for, but I mean, for a piece of paper, it has too much power over us, and I think that if we were to, I don't know. I guess I've done too much thinking about this, and I just really like to see what would happen if we didn't have government, to see what happened if we didn't have money. I mean, I'm sure.
Whoa, I mean, if you didn't have money, I mean, that would be impossible, because money is essentially a go-between for people. It is.
I'd like to hear what Larry has to say about that.
It's a way to transfer value. James, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Go ahead, Larry.
About the money deal.
By all means, go ahead.
We're talking about money, right?
Sure.
Okay, now, you have people that are sitting around now. Oh, yes, I worked at Chrysler for 40 years. I have my pension. I'm doing all right. But they come around on the other side of the coin and say, we need to stop these car manufacturers and unions and stuff. The same way they got their money, they want to slam that door in other people's faces, just like the so-called conservatives.
I have no idea what Larry's talking about. But I love it. Thanks for the call tonight, Larry. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk a little bit more about money in a moment and what it is and why it will probably not be going away anytime soon. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Roman through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan. For your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, those features on our site include listening options. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the live streams, which are available to you around the clock every single day. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing at listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in through the links there. Plus, learn about the over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM throughout the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio and the free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines. They're all available, and get the details over at listen.freetalklive.com.
In the last segment, we were talking to a gentleman from Huntsville who wanted to talk about money and a new form of money are bitcoins. They're the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. You don't have to sign a contract or, you know, click on a term of service. Or all you have to do is download the free software, and you can be using them in just a few minutes. You don't need permission from any bank or government to use them. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world for free. You don't have fees like you do with some of these other services. I think all of the other services when you send and receive money. It's find out more by going to weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. It's a minute and a half long video there that will explain bitcoins to you. But now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with your calls in a moment here, but just a little bit further on what the gentleman from Huntsville was saying about, what if we could get rid of money? What would that be like?
Well, he was kind of saying that, and I would agree with him, that there are a lot of problems, and money seems to be involved in all those problems. It's because people want wealth. Some of the things that people want out there, wealth is one of those things that they're really looking for in life. You call it a commodity if you want. But money isn't wealth, and wealth isn't money. Money's a representation of wealth. Wealth is sort of the ability to be sort of self-sufficient, and how long can you do that with working, that kind of thing.
Wealth is a variety of things. I mean, wealth can be the fact that you've got air conditioning and heating, yeah. And wealth can be, as you're saying, that you've got free time in your day rather than having to slave out on a farm for 16 hours in a day. There's a variety of things that make up wealth, but a lot of people misconstrue wealth as just being money, and that's certainly not the case. Money is only an indicator, a partial indicator of some wealth.
And he advocated for the barter system. Well, all money is advanced barter.
Right. It's a medium of exchange.
Right. So, if I've got eggs and you've got asparagus, but I'm allergic to asparagus.
I don't want your eggs.
Well, you want my eggs.
Oh, okay.
You want eggs, but I don't want asparagus. What are we going to do?
Right.
Here's how we do it. We have a medium of exchange, and you need a medium
of
exchange.
Something that we both value.
People value. There's one form, precious metals have traditionally been something that lots of cultures value.
Or now Bitcoin is becoming a new medium of exchange.
It has a lot of the characteristics of precious metals, although it is much more transmittable than precious metals. So, because of the math that goes on in it, whatever, we can have that conversation later. But, precious metals are really just barter. I mean, if I'm giving you a gold coin for a whole bunch of eggs, if I'm giving you a gold coin.
Goose, maybe.
It could be a very small gold coin. They do have them. But if I'm giving you a silver coin, a silver ounce, which is, say, $30 right now, and I'm getting from you 10 dozen eggs, that sounds commensurate. And, that's how these things would be done. So this is money because lots of people will take it. Precious metals tend to be that, and that's essentially what it is. It's advanced barter. You're getting this piece of precious metal. I'm getting what I want.
So I think it would be interesting to get rid of the Federal Reserve note, what we commonly know as money today, the greenbacks that are in your wallet, because those ultimately are backed by debt. I mean, they're not really backed by anything at all, unlike, they have value simply because they're forced upon us by legal tender laws that mandate that people must take them for all debts, public and private. But aside from that, there's nothing inherently valuable about a dollar, piece of paper with some printing on it. And it'd be interesting to get rid of that and actually have real money like gold, silver, and interesting things like Bitcoin and other things.
Whatever the marketplace comes up with.
Right, to be that medium of exchange. But to get rid of a medium of exchange is absolutely, impossible. I mean, it would destroy commerce. Money came about for a reason. it became gold and silver. These things became valuable. They became mediums of exchange because it was necessary in order to transact the things like you were talking about before. These barters can only go so far. So to get rid of the medium of exchange is literally to throw you back to the Stone Age.
Not too far from the Stone Age.
So, terrible idea. 855-453.
I understand the concerns around those issues that he was, you know, he's concerned about.
All right, so 1-855-450-3733 as we continue here. Jeremy, listening in Philly, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, I heard you guys talk about drones earlier. And,
yes, sir.
You know, devil's advocate. I don't really support drones, but from the perspective of the police, couldn't they, if there was concern about it amongst the public, couldn't police departments or cops say, well, you know, listen, look, we have to be behind the curve in technology, and you know, it took us a while to get assault rifles, but we really needed them, or helicopters, or. And I even heard that police have a technology where there's some type of camera on in their light bar that blinks and all different, or there's multiple cameras where it scans license plates, and a cop doesn't even have to be looking at a car, and this camera can scan thousands of license plates. It pops up with an alert, and then it flags the car. Well, I mean, couldn't the police argue, well, you know, this is just something flying in the air really high, and it's not doing anything that, say, 1,000 cops driving around couldn't do. Like, couldn't they?
Absolutely. They've got all kinds of persuasive arguments to have drones, and they will persuade city councils, and they will persuade state legislators, and they will persuade the FAA, and they will have drones.
The drones are coming, and, but, I mean, the argument for the drones is the same argument for
the
millions of police cameras that are out in London, which don't prevent crime, which are less effective than streetlights in preventing crime, because people, you know, so what? So you got cameras out there. Now you need people to staff them. You need people to look at them and be able to find the crime.
People don't oppose these things. I mean, they have these arguments, and they're always seen as persuasive because it's wrong by many people's view to oppose anything the police want. I mean, they get pretty much what they want in most places.
How could you say that a drone, because a drone isn't like a telescreen that's inside your house that's ordering you around, or a drone isn't, I know some of them, you said some of them could have equipment where they could detect heat or something like that. They'd probably use them to find like marijuana plants growing in a cornfield. But like, they can't really be inside your bedroom, or they don't have that bossy type of direct invasive type of feel to them. So I guess
you wouldn't feel like it's at all oppressive or invasive to have police drones hovering above your neighborhood and just kind of flitting about the skies. That wouldn't bug you?
I would probably have a problem with it, but I mean, I think the majority of people would allow it.
That's the problem. You're right. I think most people are going to just go along to get along because even if they don't like it, they're too afraid to say anything. After all, they don't want to get droned.
That's what they're going to do with the information that concerns me.
As the guys on the Freedom Fiends would say. Jeremy, thanks for the call. There's more coming up here at 855-453.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. The webcam's there. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact because the chat room is built in to the same page as the webcam. And it's all free, of course. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, cam.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne of SACL CAI wants to remind you to share your favorite episode of Free Talk Live, you know, once a week on Facebook or whatever social networking site you use. It's SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Jason and SACL have been the sponsors of Free Talk Live for a very long time.
Excellent. So we're going to continue here with your phone calls. Mark, you did have a brief comment about drones.
Yeah, so the caller called in and asked, what's the problem with drones? And he, not for him particularly, but you know, maybe other people might ask this question. What's the problem with the police having drones? Well, I don't think the police should be able to do anything that you and I can't do.
You can have a drone.
Yeah, and so I really don't have a problem with the police having drones in that situation. Now, I would like to say that I don't think that the police should have their drones paid for by my tax dollars when I can't have my drone paid for by their tax dollars. So that is essentially the issue when it comes to that. I mean, if they're going to be a security organization, they want to put a camera in the sky, you know, what are you going to do about it? But we had a caller call in last night who is on some kind of government, you know, energy-saving program, and it makes his he believes that it makes his electrical bill available to local law enforcement. And the local law enforcement felt like since he...
The claim was that the FBI had come to local law enforcement. Okay. So the power bill is available to the federal government.
Okay, available to the federal government. The federal policing agency contacted the local policing agency, concerned that he was using more power than his neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So that his
power... must be grown pot.
His power usage was more than his neighbors. So the cops came in and did a search warrant on his house. So what's the problem? What's the problem with local police or federal police or anybody getting a hold of our power grid?
Right,
if you've got nothing
police.
To hide, what's the problem?
The problem is the police, because everybody's got something to hide, because everything is being made illegal. I mean,
lady on the side of the road was taking a picture, we were talking about earlier in the show, was taking a picture of a helicopter at an airport. Not even a real helicopter, just a display helicopter with no engine on it. They grabbed her, held her for 6 hours on the side of the road. Ostensibly, it would appear to
days
be...
For, days are in jail as well.
Appears to be stole thousands of dollars, put her in jail for days, and now she's got to go through the system trying to right the wrongs. What's the problem with police having arrest powers? What's the problem? The problem is that they're going to abuse them. When they don't have responsibility for their actions, and they don't have responsibility for their actions, they can largely do whatever they want to do without any kinds of problems. You know,
plus they're going after for people who haven't harmed anybody else. I mean, it'd be one thing if the police's only job was to actually protect individuals, peaceful people, from violent people. If that's really what the police were out there doing, and we know that's not true because they're out there pulling people over for stop sign violations and speeding and pot and, you know, open container and all kinds of other nonsense. You know, their grass is growing too high and all kinds of just garbage. If the police were actually focusing on busting rapists and murderers and arsonists and, you know, vandals and people who are actually hurting others, I wouldn't give a damn if they actually had, you know, drones flying about. That somehow was actually, you know, bringing real criminals to justice. But that's, you know, that world is so far away from this world today, it's not even a possibility at any point in the remote future. The police are busting people who aren't hurting anybody else, and that's a police state. And I don't anything that helps them in creating a more a consistent police state is something I'm against.
Yeah, they've shown,
I don't care if they get a bad guy with it every now and then.
They've shown over time that they're interested in invasiveness. They're interested in depriving Americans of their freedoms, and to give them the drones only gives them more ability to do that. Do I have a problem with people being able to fly drones in the sky and, you know, model airplanes in the sky that allow them to look out of cameras? Nope, I don't. Do I have a problem with...
Because they're not going to hurt you.
what appears to have been the growing invasiveness of the American police state? And if you don't think it's a police state, call in and tell me what it takes for it to be a police state.
Well, okay, so going back to Jeremy's call, again, he was talking about what some other people might think about the police. Like, well, it's not a camera in your home. Well... we're not that far away from that, are we? I mean, remember, it was just a few years ago, actually, that the UK, they have these families that are on a certain monitoring program. They're, you know, families, questionable families, where maybe there's some domestic violence or there's something going on, possible child abuse, or there's some involvement of the state has gotten come into their lives. And, of course, as we know, in a lot of cases, that doesn't mean anything. It means that their neighbors don't like them and snitched on them, and there's actually nothing going on in their home, and it's just that somebody didn't like them, so they wanted to... them to have a hard time by the state. But my point being that there was this program that they created that basically had they were installing cameras in people's homes, in these homes of these families that were on this government program. They were being watched by these government agents. So you're not that far away from the government having some sort of reason to put a camera inside your home. It's not far off at all.
Public schools here in this country have sent students home with free computers with laptop cameras in it and then watched the students through the laptop cam.
They absolutely have. So it's already there.
I don't know what we need, but I can cite you just about anything you can talk about, except for putting Jews in gas chambers in the United States. I can cite you just about everything up to that point.
855-450-FREE. Helen is on the line listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hi. I don't know. My technical knowledge is probably not up to par as far as the drones go, but we're talking about spying on people. We've used drones to kill people in Pakistan, Afghanistan.
Oh, that's coming next. I mean, they're going to put them up in the sky first with just cameras.
That's coming next. We've already done that.
Not in this country that I'm aware of, but
she's not showing a distinction, and I agree with her. These distinctions are imaginary. Some people would say it's worse to kill American citizens with drones over in the Middle East,
don't
and they've done
anybody.
That. Yeah,
I agree with you, Helen. I'm just saying that it's only going to be a matter of time before they're shooting people with drones
you know,
here.
The point, as much as I can't stand Mittens or Willard or whatever his real first name is, you know, and I'm going to criticize Obama right now because when they had that annual press thingamajigger that happened, I think it was like 2 weeks ago. Do you recall? I can't remember what that
the press corps thing.
Title is. He made a joke about drones.
Yeah,
and he doesn't write all of his own material, but you know, he said something about someone expressed some interest in his two daughters, and then he said, if anyone, you know, approaches any of my two daughters or something, he's going to send drones.
Oh man.
I'm like, That is real funny. Ha, ha,
that's
ha.
Sick.
Yeah, it was kind of a lighthearted warning to young men that might want to date his daughters.
Exactly.
That watch
yeah.
out.
You're going to end up
drones.
Like a dead Afghan.
But, I mean, what the point is, what the joke is, the punchline is there, hey, I've killed hundreds of people
right.
without a trial. Civilian,
you're next, kid.
Civilian people without a trial in foreign countries.
Yep. That's what it is that makes me sick. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm with you, Helen. Thank you for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
I don't know. Any of you guys want to lend me money or something?
Like we're talk show hosts. Come on. I mean, I don't know what
everybody
you think
thinks talk show hosts are rich.
Yeah, I mean, Rush Limbaugh, he probably does pretty well for himself.
Yeah.
But no, free talk
you
live.
Have his number? Okay, I'm just joking.
I don't talk with people like that. He's a scumbag. Hey, thanks, Helen. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE.
At some of the conventions, I've talked to these guys. They're very nice.
Not Rush Limbaugh. He didn't stop to anybody.
No, I was able to ask a question in a sort of question-answer period one time.
It was during his speech, yeah.
Yes, but you said people like that, and I don't even know what you mean when you say people like that.
People who just get whisked in and out with their security detail. And
you don't talk to them because they don't want to talk to you. Is that the reason?
I don't want to talk to them personally, but you totally would have talked to Rush Limbaugh if he was milling around or whatever.
Yeah,
if he
absolutely.
Was, like, hanging out at the after-party thing that they have.
At the time, I certainly would have, and... I spoke to Sean Hannity. He was a very nice guy.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Doesn't make me like his politics anymore.
No, hell no. 1-855-450-FREE. I guess he's going to be giving the keynote speech this year at Talkers again.
Big name.
Some more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live is actually going to be at Talkers convention this year, as we always are. Thanks to Free Talk Live listeners like you who become amplifiers. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now, with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Even in these remaining moments, there is enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can, of course, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. You get instructions on how to get your own Free Talk Live bumper sticker, absolutely free. In addition to that, you can also get download web graphics, high-res graphics as well, available for those of you who might want to make your own T-shirts or whatever you want to do with our high-res graphics. They're there for you at promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll find some more interesting stuff there, too. All free. Promote.freetalklive.com. All right, so, Mark, in the category of parents who didn't get quite what they were expecting, as we talked about earlier, a mom was photographing a helicopter husk at a nearby an airport and was harassed by the police, arrested, had money stolen from her, threatened, intimidated, put into solitary confinement at a jail for several days. And she just wanted to post some pictures of a helicopter to her Support Our Troops page. So, surprise, you've got a little bit of an introduction to the police state there. And so did this guy. Mark, you've got a story about a father who was trying to save his son's life.
It's from LouRockwell.com, posted by William Norman Grigg. Great article writer and friend of the show. Frank Roeder of Winfield Park, New Jersey, took his son to a nearby river to feed the ducks.
Oh, that's always fun.
The SUV came to a stop on a steep embankment. And Roeder's impatient 5-year-old son jumped out and started sprinting toward a ledge that was about 35 feet above the river. 35 feet above the river. So he naturally, as any father would, is very concerned about his son running. He probably would have stopped. You never know. But
you never know.
Yeah. So what did he do? Roeder immediately leapt out of the SUV and chased down his son just a few feet from the edge. If he had taken so much as a second to set the parking brake, his son most certainly would have plunged to his death.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
Yeah, I don't know whether he would have or not, but, I mean, you know, one can totally see why a father would do this. One would...
matter.
Yeah. Well, this father should be applauded for what he did. Instead, his Jeep Cherokee went tumbling over the edge and embedded itself in the river. when something like that happens so fast. I could give a rat's whatever about the car, Roeder said to the local Fox affiliate. I understand his feeling.
Sure.
You know, when I've got a choice of a car.
You can buy another car.
My son, I could care less about the car. I don't care if I even get insurance about it. Nothing. Nothing. There would be no regret in my mind.
It's just a thing.
Yep, because just the possibility that my son would have fallen over that 35-foot embankment. 35-foot embankment. I know this because that's it's higher than the top of my house.
Yeah, that's pretty
that
cool.
Kind
I
mean, of,
a fall into a river, I mean, that's, you know, he probably can't
death.
Swim. There might be rocks down there. This is not good.
Certain death.
Yeah.
The officious jerk. I jumped a little bit. In so many tragic situations, the police soon arrived and immediately made matters worse.
Yeah.
After briefly chatting with Roeder, who was still clinging to his son, one officer issued the traumatized father two tickets, one for failure to produce his insurance card, which was in the glove box of the ruined vehicle in the river, and the other for failure to set his parking brake.
Where was this?
This is, well, the father's from Winfield Park, New Jersey.
New
I don't
Jersey.
Know for certain where this occurred. This officious jerk who wrote the tickets chastened Rodner for not setting his parking brake. He also said that if Roeder's child had fallen into the river instead of the Jeep, Roeder would have then been arrested for child endangerment. The Union, I mean,
ain't no winning with these people.
The Union County Police Department describes itself as a proactive law enforcement agency, providing a full spectrum
ridiculous
of
band of goons.
Law enforcement and protection services. Our police department's foremost responsibility is providing for the general health and safety and welfare of all our residents within the terrestrial boundaries of the County of Union.
Any one of these police departments, you look at any police department, your local police department, they've got this very flowery sounding mission statement, and it always sounds very ethical, and that they're there to keep you safe and protect you, and if that were true, then this police officer would have immediately shown up on the scene and asked what he could do to help.
That's what you would do.
That's what you do if you're oriented towards serving people. How can I? I'm here to help you today, sir. Yeah. What can I do to assist?
And, you know, if there was some...
Oh, call a tow truck. Or, you know, let's get this truck out of there. My son's okay.
That too.
Let's deal with this.
If there's some kind of environmental issue with the truck having gone in the water, that's one thing. But issuing a ticket? What's the point of the ticket?
Money. Fundraising for the state. That's what the point of tickets are.
Right. That's exactly what the point's. William Norman Grigg goes on. It says, it's a lie, of course. The foremost responsibility of that department, like every other of its kind, is to enforce the will of the political clique that employs it at the expense of the productive population.
Yep.
Union County Police Chief Daniel Veniska admitted to the Fox News that his officers have
Danny
some discretion.
Veniska.
What's that?
Danny Veniska.
I don't know anything about Danny. Have some discretion about when and when to and when not to write a ticket.
That's true. They have total discretion.
He insisted he couldn't second guess his officers' opportunistic act of molting a father who had chosen to save his son and lose his SUV rather than complying with a government's edict at the expense of his child's life. This is what the bizarre circumstance is, that this police officer basically said, oh, yeah, when you pulled up here, you were screwed if you did and screwed if you didn't.
Yeah.
As soon as your son got excited enough to jump out of the car and go running towards the embankment without you, and I don't know how I don't know how his son got out. Did he unclip him from the inside and then his son was able to, rush out without him at that point?
Yeah, he just said in the beginning of the story, he just flung the door open and ran out.
Yeah, Well, my son's 4, and he can't get out of his car seat. So, did he let him out of his car seat?
He was in a car seat.
It should be, at that age. So it should be in some kind of seat, whether it's a car seat or, a booster or something like that.
I don't remember what age I got taken out of a car seat, but I don't believe I was in a car seat at that age.
Oh, I know I certainly wasn't. At 5 years old, I was crawling all over the cars at that point. They didn't do that when I was a kid. Car seats just...
Are you saying that he should be in a car seat because you believe that or because that's the law?
I think he should be in a car seat because that's the law. I mean,
I see.
You're going to lose your kid if you think you're going to drive around. You're free to drive around with your kid and not in a car seat.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have that freedom. And, it's good that kids are protected. I don't have a problem with car seats. I'd say that the car seat enforcement is probably one of the most successful government programs out there. Yes, kids are probably safer and parents are better off with kids in car seats. I don't have a problem with car seats, but There are all kinds of silly rules that get involved. For instance, when my son was, I think you had to be 2 years old to turn him around, or 1 year old or something like that. And, you know, I'm like, how would the officer possibly know how old my kid is?
You'd have to testify.
Yeah.
You'd have to tell them.
Not testify as much as just admit.
Right.
Because, you know, they don't need you to testify in that circumstance. But anyway, so going on, the police chief says, it probably could have gone either way. I can't comment on the discretionary practices of an officer, but certainly the fellow will have an opportunity to tell his story in court. You know, no problem. We'll get justice in court. And, of course, the police officer and the people of, this county will have to pay this police officer's time and a half for him to go to court. And this guy will have to employ an attorney if he does, or take the time out of his day in order. I mean, you know, the only people that don't end up short in this court situation are the people that work for the government.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Your thoughts. Jeff is in Charleston. Jeff, where are you? Which Charleston?
South Charleston.
South Charleston in where? West Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So you're listening to WVTS. Go ahead, sir.
I want to thank you guys for the job you're doing out there, alerting people to what, for evil to prevail, it just takes good men to do nothing.
Sure does.
And our legislators are passing so many laws that we have no idea what they are. I haven't voted on a new law in a long time, but I know that I've got a lot of new rules to follow. And I just wanted to tell you a horror story about the... I'm 42 years old. I never got in trouble with the police before.
Jeff, I got to tell you, you've got less than a minute to tell this story.
Or you can call in at 7 o'clock tomorrow, Eastern time, and tell it to us then.
Okay, I'll do that because it's an absolute
horror story. Give us a tease for tomorrow.
I'm sorry?
Give us a tease.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, it's like the Stalin era around here. Have you heard the joke where... the three guys are talking, and one guy's like, the Italian, the American, and the Russian guy in the Cold War. And the American says, happiness is running across the wide open field. And the Italian says, no, happiness is the love of a good woman. And the Russian says, no, happiness is when the police bang on your door at 3 a.m. in the night, and they said, Comrade Rostov, you can come with us. And you say, no, Comrade Rostov lives next door.
that's what
we feel around here, buddy.
Now, Jeff, I know you guys only get hour number 3 live there in Charleston, West Virginia on WVTS. Right. So if you want, you can call us at 9 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow night if you'd like to hear yourself if you'd like your neighbors to hear you.
And by the way, if anybody ever calls in and wants to hear themselves, you can always go to freetalklive.com. The archives are available there for you.
And share them on your Facebook page.
Yep.
And
everybody can hear your call.
Jeff, thanks for the call tonight. Look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Hopefully you will call us back. And we will see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.